In the year 1899, on our virtual tour, we moved to Templemore, that major town again in County Tipperary. We pray for those who worship and witness there in parish and in school. We also, of course, think of Templemore as the National Training Centre for An Garda Síochána. The links we have with the training centre, members of the diocese, and all those who serve in the force. And we've already talked of the importance of non-coercive policing that succeeds by moral authority and respect. And so we pray for a continuance of such an attitude to policing in this country, which is something for which we should be so grateful. Back in 1899, the thing I want to mention is a literary thing. From, as it were, Protestant pens in the distinctive setting of Castle Townsend and West Cork, which was at the time an extraordinary enclave of Anglo-Irish literary culture. From there came Somerville and Ross's famous work, Some Experience of an Irish RM, an RM being a resident magistrate. And it's a hilarious work, full of profound psychological insight. It became a major TV series a generation ago starring Peter Bowles, and you can still find episodes of it if you flick around the satellite channels, and I sometimes enjoy looking at them again. It's all about the English magistrate in the area who mixes with but never quite gets those he works with. The Irish gentry, the upstairs, downstairs world of the period, the rather benign police, the preoccupations with horses and distilling, and of course, inevitably, the local gombeen man. And I suppose the abiding themes in the adventures of an Irish RM are, first of all, the frankly cute Irish who run rings round the patient and reasonable English magistrate, finding every possible loophole in the law, and yet always obsequiously addressing him as Your Honour. And then, on the other hand, from the RM's point of view, there's his genius at establishing a modus vivendi. There's a certain wisdom in how he commands affection through his tolerance and his willingness to be elastic about the rules, and particularly the official blind eye he often knows he needs to turn in a context where subversive forces may well have been at work ready to disturb the peace he's striving to uphold at the turn of the century. Above all, the book presents a people whose strength is an ability to laugh at themselves, who indeed use humour as a way to social and political achievement, who do not take themselves too seriously. And these remain, dare one say, wholesome national characteristics. Sometimes it's only when speaking outside of Ireland that one realises how other people still do notice and admire them. We Irish, and I say this with some pride, we Irish are well placed to understand what Dante might have called the Divine Comedy.